Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
This is Cliffo's Paternity Prep Week on Hit 103.1.
Getting Cliffo ready for baby number two, who is due to arrive next week, which is very exciting. So you'll be away for 4 weeks after this one. But I just didn't think you were quite ready. You hadn't prepared yourself for this task of having two children. First up, I wanted you to sympathise with your wife.
Yeah.
And what she's going through, what she's putting her body through creating this child at the moment. And so I presented you, Cliffo, with a pregnancy belly to wear for 24 hours.
It's so realistic. It's got, like, it hangs low, like where the baby does. Like, I'm ready to pop. It's got boobs. It's 10 kilos. We weighed it. It's 10 kilos. Yeah. So, like, it's heavy-ish, but it's more awkward than anything. Trying to do normal tasks.
Yeah.
Really difficult.
And it's just having that sudden weight where you don't expect it to be. Like, and it just throws your whole balance and your body composition out.
My back's sore.
Yeah,
like,
better.
And I actually feel like I got a bit of baby brain going on because I didn't sleep much in it last night.
Yeah.
I'm tired. And
all your energy's going into holding your posture.
Like, it's not, if there's, like, the show, if parts of the show is sounding average today, forgive me. But I have sort of documented the whole thing. Mm. So it's been exactly 24 hours since you put the belly on me.
Yes.
And I've recorded some of the highlights. And the first one actually came before this show even ended yesterday, Gabs.
All right, it's 19 past 8. I'm going to the toilet for the first time as a pregnant man.
Good luck.
I am busting, by the way.
You're going to have to sit down.
All right, wish me luck.
Choice.
Okay. Look, I think I'm going to be able to stand. So I'm literally holding it up with one hand and I'm holding my business with the other. This is not a convenient way to pee. It's a bit after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're just making some breakfast and JB just walked in and grabbed me on the boob.
You're not wearing a top.
Just straight there.
You're not wearing a top, Clifford.
I'm a pregnant woman. How dare you?
Look, I don't...
This is a workplace. All right, it's lunchtime. Going to walk in. And my pregnant wife is going to see my belly for the first time. Hey, baby.
Oh, dear.
I think I'm actually bigger than you.
You're very low.
Oh, I'm ready to drop.
Yeah.
Are you loving every second of this?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I can't stop squeezing my boobs. No. I keep cupping them. Don't roll your eyes.
True man.
What's Daddy got on his belly?
A big baby.
What's in there? Is it a real baby?
It isn't.
It is it? Does Daddy look silly?
Yep. Yes.
So much support.
So there it is. We actually had an obstetrician appointment yesterday and the doctor let me jump on the bed and he did an ultrasound of my baby belly. And you can see that on the video at... Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facebook.
Yeah, the video is up. So congratulations, Cliffo. You have succeeded in wearing this baby belly for 24 hours. You are now allowed to take it off.
Oh, God. It's actually quite hard to get off.
Revel in the relief.
Oh.
Because that was
sweet
only...
Sweet relief.
That was only task one. So enjoy yourself for the minute because task two is coming up straight after the show today. You, my friend, are going to be going into labour. So this is where they put muscle stimulators on your lower abs. And
they simulate contractions.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
So I've invited your wife along as well so that she can witness you going
today.
Into birth.
She's coming today.
Yes, she is. So all of that will be on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
With a video of Cliffo giving birth.
You know the funniest thing? She's gone in for a C-section. I'm going to experience more pain than her.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, last night, Bindi Irwin was a guest judge on the show because the other judges were participating in a couple of the group dances, so they needed someone who was... Yeah. Detached from the whole situation
well,
to help
didn't
judge.
Didn't she win Dancing with the Stars US?
Yeah, it was like the 22nd season of the US.
Yeah,
so it was a few years ago now. She won that.
Big deal.
And
big production over there.
Yeah, huge production. Still, though, winning Dancing with the Stars as a celebrity, does that give you the credentials to actually judge dancing. Like, you still don't have the expertise behind you.
I would
you.
Say no, but the people in charge of publicity at Channel 10 would say yes.
Yes. Well, Mindy was on last night, but it wasn't the fact that she was judging that irked me. It was the fact that she kept calling people by pet names. And she's, what, 21, I want to say? And she was calling Amanda Keller hun. And she was calling...
That's the worst! Oh, I hate that.
I know. And then
I'm uncomfortable even hearing you say
it. It made me uncomfortable watching it. I was like, this just doesn't feel right. And even Samuel Johnson, who finished his dance, this is what she said to him.
And you, love, you share your emotion and your story so powerfully through dance. That is a gift and a talent, and some people are just born with it. So well done, though.
Oh, it's quick at the
she
start.
She called him love twice.
Yeah.
Once at the start,
and you,
once
love,
at the end.
You share.
You love.
You love.
Side note, don't all the Irwins sound a bit the same?
Oh, yeah.
They all use that real passionate pause.
They're very...
in their speech.
Very trained for media, I believe.
Yeah.
They've had training for a very long time.
Love.
Yeah. But it's the fact that she's calling people older than her, I think, by pet names that irks me. Mm. Whenever I go into a retail store, or if I go and meet people that are younger than me and they go, hey doll, or hey love, or hey hun, or hey babe, it just irks me. And I just
does that
can't
mean you're
deal.
Getting older? Do
I think
you
it
think?
Is. I think I'm turning into my dad, because my dad has an issue if someone younger than him calls him mate. Hates it.
Oh, does he?
Hates it. Like, if he goes into Macca's, say, and someone goes, hey mate, what do you want? Nah. Not allowed.
Really?
You're not allowed to call my dad mate.
Oh, I don't know about that one. I call everyone mate because I can't remember names.
I know. Yeah. I do too.
That's a good question,
though. I call my dad mate, actually. I think he hates me. But I want to know 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Is this old school thinking? Or is it okay to call someone older than you by a pet name? Or are you someone who gets irked by someone younger than you calling you a pet name?
13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Lines are clear. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's often in customer service that it will become a thing.
Yeah, you're not normally being judged on Dancing with the Stars.
No. But 13, 12, 16, essentially, is it okay for someone younger than you to call you by a pet name? So they're younger than you, but they're calling you love, darl, honey. What
babe.
Else is there, babe? Ugh. Darls, that's the one that gets me.
Darls.
Kylie's here on 13, 12, 16. What do you think, Kylie? Is it okay for someone younger than you to call you by a pet name?
I really don't like it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, same. And do you know why? Like, what is it about it that drives you nuts? Or it's just a feeling?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure out what it is, but it really just, if, like, I'm in a shop and someone will say, hey, doll, and it just drives me crazy. And I don't know if it's just because I'm old.
Is it disrespectful, Kylie?
Yeah.
Is it a question of respect?
Oh, I don't know if it's that, because at least they're acknowledging me, they're being pleasant. You know, they're all the things that you want someone to do in a shop, but
maybe it's just over familiar. Like, it just is uncomfortable because they're being over. But if
that's
Betty,
a good way to put it, Gabby.
If the 80-year-old lady Betty comes in and says, "Hi, love, are you okay with that?"
More than okay.
Yes.
If Betty wants to call me love, you can call me love.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Well, if you're a Betty and you're 80, you can call Kylie love.
Yes.
If we've solved nothing else this morning, we've got to the bottom of that.
Get up. With Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Today is the second day of April 2019. Yesterday was April 1.
Yeah.
Which means it was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, so that means today we're finding out exactly what all the pranks were. You saw a heap of things being declared online and on socials. And today they're all going, oh, April Fool's, gotcha.
I think these days it's pretty clear.
Majority of
I woke up
obvious.
And I... the first thing I saw on Facebook, I'm like, that's April. It's April Fool's Day. It reminded me. I'm like, that's... yeah.
It's fake news.
Hey, yeah, fake news. But there's one that I think a lot of the world absolutely fell in love with yesterday. It's one of the more creative April Fool's Day, you know, fake products that was created.
So you
created.
Knew it was fake, but you still enjoy the idea.
I knew it was fake straight away, knowing what the day was. I'm very on April Fool's Day these days.
Can't trick you.
But it's our old mates at McDonald's who are sponsors of our show. We love McDonald's, but they actually created, and this went completely viral online, they created a thing called the McPickle Burger.
Yeah, And I was surprised by how many people actually loved this idea, because the McPickle is the obvious April Fool's Day joke in that the pickle is the least liked item on the McDonald's menu. Like when people order a burger, the biggest thing that people ask to be eliminated is the pickle.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't put it like that. I'd say it's the most divisive, because I think you either despise the pickle. And you're right. Like, it'd be the number one thing that people ask for not on their burger is the pickle.
Because you love it or you hate it.
But it's the thing when my wife takes hers off, I always grab it and just eat it. Like, I didn't even put it back on my burger. I would just eat her pickle raw.
I reckon this is a bold statement to make, but I reckon the majority of people don't like pickles.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, I thought once and for all this morning, because if you're anything like me, this has been, you know, part of your life since you were a kid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to toss the pickle, but these days I can't get enough pickle. I love to pickle. But I thought this morning, 13, 12, 16, let's put it to bed once and for all.
Yeah.
The great pickle debate.
Yeah.
Do you love pickles or do you loathe the pickle?
I have two pickles. I have two pickles. I have two pickles today. Hey, hey.
Everyone's reeling. Getting on to this debate.
13, 12, 16. Wow. The board has literally just filled up immediately. The things you get passionate about, Townsville, pickles. It never ceases to amaze me. The great pickle debate. Let's put it to bed. Jane, what do you think? Love or loathe?
Love them. Absolutely love them.
Are you from line of pickle lovers? Like, did you love them when you were a kid and stuff? Or did the... Yeah, okay, right.
I thought
maybe the taste developed. That was certainly the case
with
me.
Well, that's one tick for the love column.
Andrea, love or loathe?
I love them.
Love them. All right.
I actually go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and ask for pickles, and they give them to you in a little plastic container.
No way. Yeah. So you get them as a side dish.
Yeah.
So you would love the McPickle then?
Yes, I would love it.
They put them in like the Sunday container or something, do they?
Yeah, like a little plastic container with a lid.
Perfect.
There you go. I didn't know that was an option.
Standalone pickles. That's a thing. Hey, who's this?
Charles.
Charles, love or loathe?
Absolutely love them.
Oh, my God.
We're at three.
Three for three that love them.
I used to hate them until I went to the United States and learned to have them on all my burgers because they love them there.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of them now.
They really do add a dynamic to a hamburger, don't they?
Is this one of these things where when your taste buds change as you get older, you start, like when they mature, you start to like pickles?
Like a wine or something?
Yeah.
Like your palate matures.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this?
It's Dave.
Dave. Love or loathe?
Can't eat them.
Dave.
Nah. All right.
You're well and truly outnumbered, Dave. We have a lot of pickle lovers coming out of the woodwork this morning.
Yeah,
I reckon that they do because they've watched Pickle Rick a few times and everyone's like, oh, let's get on the pickle bandwagon.
Everyone's getting on the pickle bandwagon. All right.
Thanks so much, man.
No worries.
I like how you play like it's a fad, like it's a passing phase.
You wait, next week, mate, no one will like pickles anymore.
It's literally preserved cucumber. It's been around for a very, very long time.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Dancing with the Stars was on again last night, and it was an epic episode. This time around, the judges actually got to decide who was to stay and who was to go after the dance-off at the end, and Sir Kirtley Ambrose was eliminated. He joins us right now. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you, Sir Kirtley? Because it's early in the morning, but it sounds like you're in a pub. There's a lot of people in the background.
Yeah, it's very early. No, I'm just trying to get something to eat. I have so many interviews to do today.
I'm going
from studio to studio, so I'm just trying to get a bite to eat.
I was thinking the party was still going after being eliminated last night, but last night was...
Not at all.
It was a pretty epic episode. Like, you've had to learn multiple dances for the last couple of weeks, and that's quite a task. How did you cope with all of the rehearsals and the remembering and the choreography and everything else that went with Dancing with the Stars, Kirtley?
It was very, very hard, to be honest. It really was a lot of pressure because every week you have to learn a new dance, and 4 hours or 5 hours every day of training, it was really, really tough. And, you know, but once I get the dance, you know, going and competition night, I just had a lot of fun.
Obviously, you are used to a hectic training schedule. You don't reach the heights that you rose to in your cricketing career without that. So you're used to hard work. You're used to training. But how much did, you know, training to learn multiple dances every week, how much did that actually push you out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, it certainly pushed me way out of my comfort zone. Sometimes I got a bit frustrated when I'm not getting it properly. But, you know, Siobhan, she was so good. She was very competent. And she kept telling me an hour ago, you couldn't do it. Now you're doing it. So she was really, really good. The difference with this training and cricket is that in cricket, you can go flat out today. Tomorrow, you can pull back a little bit. You can pace yourself.
Okay.
But with dancing, you got to make sure all the steps are correct. The right foot. It was really tough for me, but I enjoyed it though.
So will it continue, or are you happy to put the sparkly shoes away?
Well, everyone kept saying that I should continue dancing and all that stuff, but I don't know. I'm not a dancer like that. I'm a sports person, but I don't know. I mean, maybe I just continue just for the fun of it.
Maybe your wife and you can get some lessons and learn together.
Yeah. I don't know how good a teacher I would be, but
I'd definitely bring in a coach.
We probably
need a third wheel to help out with those lessons. But it has been absolutely amazing to watch you improve. You definitely have improved, and I'm sure you feel that way as well. Sir Kirtley Ambrose, the latest contestant eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. Time to twinkle toe your way back onto the cricket pitch. Thank you so much, Sir Kirtley.
Yeah, it was really a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Good on you. Out for a duck.
Good.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.